Okay, happy Saturday. Welcome everybody to our newest edition of Radio Top Tropicals, where we discuss everything plant related and all of your tropical plant questions. Just as a little homework, you can visit us live on our Mixlr site. That's mixlr.com/toptropicals. You visit that site and you can ask us questions live on the air. You also have access to all of our previous episodes you can listen to. Alternatively, you can call us at our studio, 239-887-3323, and we'll get your questions answered on the air. Now, today our topic is Come Ride My Peninsula, where we will discuss the real Florida, old Florida, something about our plants, our history, and some of the wonderful tropical plants that Top Tropical has to offer, grown right here in South Florida. So to introduce our topic is our own internationally certified crop advisor and weed scientist, Robert Reifert. Robert, happy Saturday, and take it away.
Thank you very much. Well, starting with Ride My Peninsula, where we discuss the wonderful state of Florida, second only to the state of inebriation. First off, the name Florida is somewhat confusing because many of the native species, when DeSoto and Lejeune and some of the other the Spanish explorers, as well as Columbus, came here, the flowers are very, very diminutive. Taking a look at many of the native species that we have here in Florida, they really do not produce flowers that are that gorgeous. Most of the flowers that are attributed to the state of Florida are actually from elsewhere. And in this day and age, everybody wants the newest, the latest, the greatest. But there is actually an old Florida, which fortunately many people have decided to preserve. We have Everglades National Park, which is absolutely gorgeous, where you can take boardwalks and experience one of the rarest ecosystems in the world. Here in Lee County, we have the Ford and Edison Winter Estates with beautiful botanical gardens. In addition, our rates down here during the summer months, even though it can be oppressively hot, are lower than in the winter months. So if you're planning a summer vacation, don't think about those plane flights where you get cavity searched by a TSA employee. Think about loading the kids into your SUV and driving down to the state of Florida. Gas prices relatively are lower than they've been in many years, and we'd all like to come see you. Now, I'd invite you all to my house, but I only have enough glasses for about 5 glasses of iced tea, so I can't handle the entire tourist load. But there's really a lot of beauty and magic and nature in this state. And I see all these tourists coming in from various parts of our country, as well as Europe, Asia, Africa. And I feel absolutely blessed because I've been able to live here for my entire life, whereas some people just look at the travel brochures and dream just about being able to get just a couple of weeks down here in the state. Now, we were asked, is Top Tropicals only online, or can you come visit our nursery? Well, you can definitely visit our nursery. And I do make some purchases on internet, but you know what? I'm kind of a hands-on guy. I like to thump the tire, as it were, and look, and I want to be the one that selects that plant out of 30 or 40 plants. So come on down, visit our nursery. On our website is how to get down here, and you'll have the opportunity of walking through thousands of beautiful different species and plants. So you can also meet our wonderful crew that we have in our nursery here. And we have very nice people who will help you make the correct plant choices as well. So please come visit Top Tropicals and any time of year.
That's right, Robert. A great invitation. And, you know, when you come to Top Tropicals or if you just visit us online, you'll see that unlike some other internet online salespeople, we care for and grow all the plants right here. Every plant you get will have been grown, cared for, packed, and shipped right from Top Tropicals. We don't drop ship from around the world. Every one of our plants that we sell to you has been personally cared for, packed, and shipped by our staff. Okay, Robert, so Old Florida, the Everglades, some of the magical plants that Top Tropicals offers from South Florida. One of the questions we always get, being as an online business, is I live up north or I live in the west or in the northwest. Can I get your plants delivered to me, and will they grow where my location is if I'm not in sunny South Florida?
Well, depending on the species, again, what kind of plant is it, you will have from moderate luck to a total disaster on your hands. You will have to care for it properly. I would not recommend growing a mango tree on top of a hill in North Dakota unprotected. We have had some fantastic success stories, however. We had a gentleman who said that his chocolate tree, Theobroma cacao, had bore fruit and he wanted to know how to plant the seeds. Now, he was asking some very strange questions in addition to this, and I finally asked him, "Where are you located?" And he told me, "Anchorage, Alaska." So, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. A tree grows in Brooklyn, and a chocolate tree grows in Anchorage, Alaska.
So yes, we ship to Anchorage, Alaska. In fact, we ship worldwide, and we have quite an audience outside of the United States as well. Robert, regarding Florida, and Florida is very careful to list some of our plants as so-called invasive species. Care to talk a little bit about that and maybe your thoughts on some of those plants?
Yes, many of the questions that I was asked, in fact, here's one. I've seen sapodilla on the list of Florida invasive plants. How can this be? And the tree is not very easy to grow. Well, actually, we'll give you some cultural advice to make it easy to grow. I was asked the question constantly when I was doing retail nursery sales. Is this plant native? And I would tell them, I assure you, every plant that you see in this nursery is not of extraterrestrial origin. They would press further. They would say, no, I mean, is this plant native to Florida? And I would tell them, no, it is not. However, don't worry about it. Why shouldn't I worry about it? Because you're not native to this state either. Further, they would insist and press me. They would ask, how do you know we're not natives to the state of Florida? And I'd tell them, because there's only 50 of us and you're never at any of the meetings.
I like how you include yourself in that. There are only 50 of you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So in Southwest Florida, there's a question we have here about hearing about some plants in Florida being extinct, some native plants of Florida becoming extinct. Is there something that our listeners can do to help? Can they plant those plants, whether they're in Florida or outside?
Yes. The first step is to keep government out of the deal. If we were reliant on government to preserve the American chicken, we would now be spending billions of dollars in habitat and preserve. You give a chicken to the government, they'll figure out a way to either tax it or tax you to rig a preserve for it. You give it to a farmer, and there is plenty. Many of, particularly of the native orchids, come with severe penalties if you collect them. I mean, they bury you under the jail. And however, some of these species have been grown commercially and legally, whereas the government is currently spending a lot of money preserving the rare ghost orchid, where there are only 1,000 or 2,000 plants left. Go online, Google ghost orchid, and see that you can pick up as many thousand as you want for around $10 to $15 a piece. In addition, we have had one invasive species that people have not talked about too much. It's called the Florida panther. These panthers were down to about 30 or so cats. So what did the government do for us? They brought in a bunch of Texas mountain lions to mate with these Florida panthers. And there's just one problem. It is no longer a pure Florida panther. It is now a genetically modified organism. And the behavior and the strength and the size of these pussycats are on the order of 250 pounds. And instead of avoiding humans, they kind of look at you for a delicious meal. So nobody's gotten eaten by one yet, but this will eventually occur, I'm quite sure. But if you'd like to help preserve some of these species, look up Endangered Species of Florida. Then go and look up the particular species you like, Google it, and put your particular endangered species with the word for sale after it. You will be able to find that many of the plants where we are spending our tax money to preserve can be purchased and purchased legally for a pittance. So if you'd like to preserve, one of the other things is habitat preservation. Back in 1977, the water levels in the Everglades were not properly controlled. It was very dry. We had a freeze. We lost 95% of our orchid population in a period of one fortnight. So habitat preservation is key to preserving these species. The other thing you have to realize is that even now, we have problems down here in South Florida. Lake Okeechobee, after 80-some years of everybody telling us the dike is safe, the dike is safe, they're telling us, well, the dike really isn't that safe. So, but don't worry, we've been lied to for the past 80 years, and we'll get lied to for the next 80 years.
Well, that's quite a rant, Robert. So let me ask you, we've been talking about invasive plants as well as native plants. What exactly makes a plant invasive, and should our listeners avoid planting these plants?
All right. Now, every plant is not safe for the state of Florida. There are many things that should be avoided. One is the Malaleuca tree, also known as the punk or cage putt tree. These plants were actually sold. In fact, my father back in 1962 actually paid good money and bought some in the nursery department in Sears Roebuck in Coral Gables, Florida, and planted them around. They were actually spread by airplane from seed all across Southwest Florida to dry up what they considered to be a worthless swamp at the time. There are other other invasive species. However, nowadays they have gotten absolutely ridiculous. The coconut tree is now listed as an invasive non-native species for the Florida Keys. Now, come on, folks. Let's start getting real with this. If you like the plant and you want to grow the plant, then by all means, grow it. The citrus tree is not native to Florida, yet Florida has literally hundreds of thousands of acres. The vegetables that we grow here are really not native here, yet once again, hundreds of thousands of acres are produced. You are not going to destroy this state by growing a flower or tree in your garden.
Okay, so here's another question. Being that we are located in Florida and we have a large listening audience in Florida, are all exotic plants that are not native to Florida safe for Florida, or are there some that you would not recommend be planted in Florida?
As I've said, the three big nasties are the cage putt or Malaleuca tree, the Brazilian pepper tree, and also what is known as Australian pine. These three definitely should not be grown here in the state of Florida, and we do not sell any of these here at Top Tropicals. We live here. We're planning on dying here. And basically every plant that we have here at Top Tropicals is environmentally safe. So, as I've said before, don't worry about a plant in Florida not being native, because more than likely, neither are you.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Before we move on, I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Sunday, May 21st, we will be at the Manatee Rare Fruit Council in Palmetto, Florida. That show is the largest one-day tropical fruit tree sale. Over 25 vendors, over 5,000 plants you can pick up right there at the event and go home with them. Again, that's tomorrow, May 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Palmetto, Florida. Visit us, Top Tropicals, at the Manatee Rare Fruit Council. Robert, a couple questions that have come in regarding some special plants for Florida. One is that Top Tropicals introduced the dwarf Ylang Ylang from Thailand many years ago, and now it's obviously a very popular plant. Does it do well in Florida, and are there any other areas that you would recommend that dwarf Ylang Ylang?
Okay, the dwarf Ylang Ylang is smaller, of course, than your giant Ylang Ylang, and is the flower which produces the Chanel No. 5 perfume. So it's absolutely a wonderful tropical plant. However, bear in mind, these plants are tropical. Now, the dwarf Ylang Ylang will flower at a height of only about 2 or 3 feet. So you can actually containerize this plant and bring it indoors. One thing, though, that you said about the Manatee fruit festival, I never knew that manatees liked fruit. And how are the manatees going to pay for the trees?
It's a trained manatee only that you see in Southwest Florida. It's very special to the area. Again, another question that's come in from our listener regarding plants in Florida. Can I grow grapes in Florida? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, can you grow grapes in Florida? In the wilds, and in fact in many suburban areas, you already have grapes growing. The vines that we have down here in Southwest Florida are actual real grapes. And when they had problems with rootstocks in France, they actually imported vines from Florida in the wild to get around this problem. So yes, you can grow grapes in Florida. The muscadine grapes, which we sell here at Top Tropicals, by the way, are absolutely excellent. They are easy to grow. In addition, they can survive up into, I think, zone 8 or even 7, possibly colder. So this would be an ideal vine for you to grow on a fence or on a trellis in your home. In addition, my wife had an uncle that grew Concord grapes on the shores of Biscayne Bay in Miami. So that's pretty well south for you folks. So yes, you can definitely grow grapes down here in South Florida, as well as up into Georgia and some of the other places. So take a look at our website and see the offerings that we have, both on grapes and many other fruit and flowering plants.
Well, Robert, on that same topic, we have a call-in question here regarding blueberries. Do blueberries grow in Florida, and would you recommend in the ground or in a pot?
Okay, blueberries have become a substantial crop here in the state of Florida. And many of the blueberry hybrids we see nowadays were created by professors at the University of Florida. We sell blueberries here, and we have many, many varieties. Now, here's the trick to growing blueberries. You don't keep them warm, otherwise they don't turn blue. No, the real trick in growing blueberries is to make sure that the soil is very acidic, at least a pH of 5. When you water the blueberry, make sure that the water is acidic. Blueberries do not like alkaline soil or alkaline water. So what can I do to lower the pH, make it more acidic? You can use citric acid. And citric acid, you can buy food grade. You can even use ascorbic acid in the form of vitamin C, crush a few tablets, and use that as well. Many of the agricultural concerns use sulfuric or even hydrochloric acid to get the pH just right.
Okay, Robert, on that same topic, this seems to be very popular with our listeners. Here's a question that's come in, apparently from a listener up north. I like the mulberry that I grew up north. Can I grow it here in the tropical climate?
There are many, many kinds of mulberries. In fact, interestingly enough, in the garden of the Queen of England, one of the kings way back when decided that he was going to get England into the silk-making industry. Unfortunately, all the mulberries, and there were several varieties that they planted in now the Queen's garden, were the kind that the silkworms didn't like. So in order to tell you the truth as to whether you can grow the mulberry that you grew up north, I would need to know the variety. Now, here at Top Tropicals, we have several kinds of mulberries. We've got a Florida Giant. We have a dwarf ever-bearing mulberry, which just bears all the time, and as well as many other varieties. So have a look at our website. All you got to do if you... is Google Top Tropicals, and there we are. So please have a look at the mulberry varieties we offer. And in fact, there's also the Pakistan mulberry, which is absolutely delicious and grows really, really long and is very, very delicious.
Okay. And Robert, many of our listeners are outside of the state and the tropical climate of Southwest Florida. And last week, or maybe a week ago, we had a good radio topic on containerized gardens and some of the things our listeners could do, some plants that they could find at Top Tropicals to grow in a container. Will you give us a quick synopsis, maybe three plants that we talked about last week that are perfect for container gardens?
Well, believe it or not, you could even grow a mulberry in a container. And there's a unique art form of landscaping called espalier, which is where the tree is trained to be almost two-dimensional, to where it will grow on a trellis or on the side of a home. In addition, we have tea plants. We have coffee plants. We also have some most excellent perennial herbs. Lemongrass is one of my favorites because it's very, very easy to grow. And you wrap some very nice boneless chicken breasts in this lemongrass, and it will season it to perfection.
Chef Robert, always with a tip. Now, here's a question for us with our special tropical climate here. Do annuals grow more than 1 year in a tropical climate? Interesting question.
Some plants which are thought to be annuals are actually perennials. Two of the most common you're familiar with are the poinsettia, which will live year in, year out here in the state of Florida, as well as chrysanthemums. The chrysanthemums that you see up north in the wintertime are so heavily pushed with hormones, whatever have you, that they actually just die out. They just have sex and die. So basically, there are some previously thought annuals, but if a plant is a true annual, it will not last past a year. Now, one interesting thing with tomato plants, they come in two varieties. They come in determinate, which is where there's a determined lifespan, and indeterminate, where they can actually live more than a year. Now, they don't do this in South Florida because we are plainly too warm. Tomatoes, beans, many of the peppers, as well as potatoes, are native to Central and South America, where it's cool and where they grow normally in situ at altitudes of 5,000 feet or more. So it's kind of interesting, but an annual, if labeled an annual, will not last over a year.
Thank you, Robert. And here's another great question from a listener regarding the champaka flower. The listener states that, "I like the flower fragrance of the champaka. Does this tree grow well in Florida? And is it native to Florida or Southeast Asia?"
It is native to Southeast Asia. And the champaka will grow very, very well here. You do need a well-draining soil. It does like to be fertilized, and it should provide quite a bit of enjoyment. In addition, it is a magnolia, so we have not only the champaka yellow magnolia, also known as the joy perfume tree, but we also have many other magnolia varieties. We have imported some absolutely fantastic varieties for your enjoyment. So come look at our website and see all that we have to offer for you.
Thanks, Robert. And we're just about running out of time here. We have one last question. And, you know, I wanted to save this question for the end because I'm sure there's a visual that goes with it. The question is, can you explain how to properly mount an orchid?
I have problems properly mounting women. But seriously, in order to properly mount an orchid, you can use a variety of media anything from a tree branch to tree fern or a proper type of board. Make sure that you use, my favorite is actually telephone wire, where the plastic coating won't scar the plant up too much. Also, be sure that the species of orchid you're attempting to mount, as opposed to placing in a pot, can withstand the more drier conditions. In fact, as far as mounting orchids on plaques, I remember a nice little old lady of age 85 who used to take her old pantyhose and tie her orchids to trees and plaques with it.
Robert, all of our listeners are looking forward to the YouTube video on you mounting an orchid. With that in mind, will you introduce our show for next week? We've come to the end of the time for this week. Next week, May 27th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, what are we going to be talking about?
Next week, we will be talking about the green erection. This will discuss Gregorian chants and other ways of getting your plants to grow through sound. So it's okay to sing to your plants. It's okay to talk to your plants. The only time you're in trouble is if they talk back to you.
Very well. The Green Erection next week right here on Radio Top Tropicals. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, everybody.
However, keep the green hornets away.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday here at Radio Top Tropicals.